Okay, so today we're talking to the dean from schoolofdating.com, and I'm really happy to be talking to you today. Let's just start kind of hearing about your background, you know, and how did you begin, like, being a dating coach or working with men?
Okay, well, basically, I've been doing this since high school, but I really wasn't getting paid for my services. I didn't even know about dating coaching. I was always the guy that the guys used to come up to. Whenever they had a problem with a woman, they would always come to me because I was always dating a lot of women. So, it wasn't until, I don't know, I guess the mid-90s when I really took this seriously. Yeah, I had a radio show on 102.7 CFRO with a guy named Maximus Clean. Unfortunately, I got fired from that because the program director's wife didn't like what I was telling guys.
Oh.
So from that point, I started to do my own thing, and that's when I got into coaching. I figured that I can help these guys out and get them to where they need to be and not only love themselves, I know that's cliche, but not handle their respect like Halloween candy.
Do you do, like, infield stuff or mostly phone coaching, or how does your business evolve?
Well, most of my coaching is on the phone. I do some outfield work where we go to clubs and other situations, or I'll go to, because my thing is, you don't really need to pick up a woman at a club. You can get a woman anywhere. They're everywhere. It's like the Matrix. You can spot them. Once you get it, you can spot them everywhere. But basically, I do a lot of phone coaching because, you know, I mean, I have some guys in other countries that I coach, and there's no way that I could go all the way out to, Norway or
right,
places
of course,
in France. Yes, sir.
So, our book is really about how do you date younger women. Is that something that comes up a lot with the, you know, that you coach guys in or the guys who hire you?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. It's pretty crazy that guys, older men, feel like they have a serious problem getting with younger women. And to me, I think it's one of the easiest things in the world to do. Because if you think about it, if we really go back and think about it and go back to high school, all the high school girls were liking the college guys. And most of the college women in the college sector were dating the professors and older men. So there's something about dating an older man that is intriguing to a woman.
And what do you think that is? You know, what do you think the advantages of that are for the younger woman?
Sexual experience. See, the women nowadays are so tired of men that just get on top of them, roll over, and get a sandwich. Or that guy who doesn't take care of her body and cater to her needs. They're getting tired of that. So what they do is they look for an older man because they figure he has a lot of experience, especially in the bedroom.
So when you're coaching a guy, it seems to me like my experience, you know, doing dating coaching, running seminars, the guys in their 40s, for example, who want to date women in their 20s tend to be kind of shy and they don't really have a lot of self-confidence. So it isn't so much just that the women wouldn't date them, it's that they don't believe that they can. I mean, what do you tell guys like that?
Oh, absolutely. I tell guys, first off, look here, guys, the way you are outside the bedroom is the way a woman perceives you in the bedroom. If you are shy and passive, she is going to perceive you as that guy who's going to get on top of her, lick like the owl on that Tootsie Roll Pop, a one, a two, a three, and roll over and go to sleep. But if you are that guy that is not, I won't say an a-hole and a jerk, I'm just saying a guy who has boundaries, laws, rules, and codes for yourself, and you will not allow a woman to disrespect you. You will not allow a woman to come out of pocket and make you do things that you feel like you shouldn't do, because a woman's going to test you all the time. So if you are that guy and a woman sees you as an alpha-type male, she is more apt to go and have sex with you because she thinks, wow, you are giving me this experience outside the bedroom. You know, I can't wait to get in the bedroom where you're going to throw me around the room and knock my walls down.
So then what do you think guys do then to ruin their chances, basically, with women?
Okay, here's the thing, guys, and it's crazy as it sounds. Women love sex. They love sex as much as we do. The problem is when a woman meets you, she wants to have sex with you. But the thing is that she waits for you to talk yourself out of the sex. A lot of guys, when they meet a woman, they automatically think they have to cater to her needs and, or excuse me, her wants, because that's the problem with the situation. A woman wants this, a woman wants that. No, it's not what she wants, it's what she needs. That's the main thing. And guys, you're catering to her wants. Oh, let me get that diamond ring. You buy the diamond ring. Oh, I want to eat at Chez Francois. You go ahead and spend all this money on this woman. But you're not catering to what she needs. She needs a man with direction. She needs a man that's strong. She needs a man that will make decisions for her. She does not want a man that she has to make decisions for.
I mean, you think the guys blow it any other ways with younger women?
As in, just meeting them and talking to them?
Yeah, I mean, I think guys blow it on many different levels. I mean,
oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
that's all they do is they blow it.
Everyone, get your crayons out and write this down, please. Look, fellas, I don't care what age you are, never hand your respect over to a woman like Halloween candy, and let me explain what I mean. When you meet a woman, she is not the opportunity. And when you give a woman your respect right off the bat, she becomes the opportunity. You are giving her all the power. You are, and I always say, I have a thing where I tell guys, never take a woman's number. I apologize. Never take a woman's number, because it's very simple. If a woman likes you, she will call you. But most of the time, women are attention. I won't say whore, but, you know, sometimes they're wearing a whore outfit. So let's just say that. Sometimes women want the attention. They will take your number just to make themselves feel good. And as a man, you have to show women that you have other women, and you have to be honest with women. You know, a lot of guys who have women say, you know what, I don't have anybody. I've got friends. I don't really have a woman. Don't lie to a woman. You will get more tell from a woman by being honest with her than lying to her. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, for sure. Well, then what do you think some of the lines of bullshit is that guys believe? It seems like there's a lot of stigma around dating younger chicks. I mean, I have a guy who I work with, and, you know, his friends give him shit. He's 40 because all he tries to do is date young women. I mean, there's a lot of pressure not to do it.
No. Listen, fellas, date who you want. Date who makes you happy. Remember, guys, the only guy you have to look at the end of the day is the guy in the mirror. Don't worry about what other people say. And getting back to your first question, see, we have a problem in this community now where people are not teaching honesty to these women. Because you ever watch the show Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah, I like that show.
Okay, now, everybody wants to know, well, you know, I'll never be a Raymond, but let me tell you something. If you're using tricks and gimmicks to pick up a woman, if you're lying to a woman, you have no idea what a woman's scorn will do to you. That's why I tell the guys, never lie to a woman, because what will happen is you may lie to get her in bed, but once she finds out you're lying, she is going to flip the script on you, and then you're going to be the guy who needs a hall pass to go to the bathroom. You won't have your friends. You won't be doing anything. You'll be just like Raymond, running around, getting in the fetal position every time your woman gets mad at you. See, the thing is, guys, okay, listen, the thing is, the reason I teach honesty, because, listen, I tell a woman today, when you come in my door, when you come through my door, you know what you're going to be. You know where you're at. And the problem is, guys, we are taking these booty calls and making them into wives. And this is why the divorce rate is terrible. Then, and I'm not talking about the guys. Look, guys, go out there. Please protect yourself. That's one thing I teach the guys. But I will never tell you to use magic tricks. I will never tell you to use hypnosis. I will never tell you to use pickup lines. You know what? Get your crayons out. The best pickup line in the world is, hi, how you doing? My name is Ron, man. Pleased to meet you. That's all you have to say. Think of it like this. Think about James Bond. Think about, what's his name? Do you ever watch Nip Tuck?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go with James Bond. James, do you look at James Bond. Do you ever see James Bond using pickup lines on women? Do you ever see James Bond buying a woman flowers and gifts and trinkets and dinners? He might buy her a dinner here and there, but all he says is, "How you doing? My name is Bond, James Bond." That's all he has to say. The women know automatically. See, women have a sixth sense about sex, guys. It's like a spidey sense. They can smell a guy who is desperate. They can smell a guy who is good in bed. They can smell a guy who's playing tricks on them. And that's why I warn you guys, don't think these women are stupid. They may be a little naive, but they're not stupid. So when you use these tricks and gimmicks, you have to think about something. Take a pretty woman, for instance. She gets hit on hundreds of times a day. She hears every trick, gimmick, magic trick, hypnosis, storyline. She hears that from all the guys every day. So when you're learning this stuff from guys who are teaching you how to lie to women or tell you how to put on makeup to attract the women or black fingernail polish to attract a woman, she's already pegged you as that guy who is trying to get in her pants. And then she is going to flip the script and run the game on you. But that's not the game, fellas. The power is between your legs. You are the man. You control the board. And remember, the number one rule in sex is whoever controls the bedroom controls the board. Am I running my mouth too much?
No, it's great. I really like hearing this. It's funny. It's good. So you don't teach patterns and bullshit, hypnosis, stuff like that. Well, what do you, aside from like, hi, how you doing, do you have specific approaches you think that work? No, but with younger women, if there's a sizable age difference, do you think it's the same?
Oh, yeah, it's all the same. Yeah, it doesn't matter how they change. Even though things change, they always remain the same, guys. See, the thing is you need four things. You need knowledge of self, knowledge of women, knowledge of dating, and knowledge of sex. You need those four systems running congruently with each other. You have to have those things running because without those, you are not going to be able to go up to this woman properly. And again, women love sex. You know what? I don't need to tell a woman what I'm going to do to you in bed. I can look at her and say, you know what? Don't make me get you in bed and make you fall in love with me. I'm that cocky because you know what? If I get you in bed, it's over. And that's the attitude I have. You can say no, you don't want to talk to me. You can shoot me down, but that's okay because you know what? I teach the guys that my best friends are fear and rejection. I go to bed with them. I take showers with them. I have sex with them. They are my boys. I understand them, and they understand me because to me, they are what I call my gatekeepers. They are the ones who keep me grounded. I do not let them control me. I control them, and that's, I think, what the problem is with most men. They are so nervous when they see a pretty woman. Think about it, guys. She's just a woman. You know what? She puts her pants on like you do. She might not brush her teeth. She might have dead bodies in the refrigerator. You have no idea. But what happens is you've put so much power into the way she looks is that you get nervous, and you shouldn't. The thing is, once you start to get younger women or women, period, something is going to happen to you internally. You're going to become cockier. You don't have to play cocky because when you play cocky, you wear a mask. So that means whatever you're lying about, you have to wear that mask, and eventually that mask is going to come off. But when you do it internally, it just changes you. It's a great change. It's like the Matrix. It's so much like the Matrix. When you take that pill and you realize, you know what, at the end of the day, it's just a quarter. It's no bigger than the size of a quarter. That hole is no bigger than the size of a quarter. Some women, a $50 quarter, or whatever, $50, 50 cent piece. But the thing is that you're giving all the power to something that size. And once you realize at the end of the day it's just the size of a quarter, you will be able to take the power out of the woman, off of that quarter, and put it back onto yourself. Women love the dick. I'm sorry. They love it. They love it. They will do everything and anything for it. But if you are offering women things and trinkets and gifts, you are just feeding more into that quarter where she controls the board.
So how do you think that works, like, in practical reality? The guy's 45. He's shy. Where do you think he can go I mean, obviously there's chicks everywhere you go, the mall, the bar,
right,
blah, 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 blah. But is there a place that you would customize it for a guy that you think he has a better shot than others? Because it seems like some guys who are older try to be super-duper young, and they wear baggy clothes and their hat backwards, and they look like fucking morons.
Right. Absolutely.
Rather than
yeah.
themselves, you know? So
right.
where – we'll go into the clothes, and also where should they go? How do you,
okay.
Let's start with dress.
Yes, please. Dress your age, fellas. Dress your age. Please dress your age. Because the guy that taught me the game when I was 14 used to be an auto mechanic. He used to be an auto mechanic, and he would – meet us at the basketball court in his dirty clothes. But you know what? He was an older guy with nothing but young women. Clothes, and I'm not going to say clothes doesn't make the man, but don't dress down to make yourself look like a fool. At your age, it's okay to be your age. Because let me tell you, I'm telling you, fellas, the women want us men. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you smell of success, if you smell of alpha male, if you smell of power or money or fame or any of those things, even if you just are a confident male, you will attract more women because that's what they're looking for. But it's also the attitude that they have when they go to places too. See, what guys don't realize is when you do go to a club, what happens, the first thing that happens, you walk through the door and you either go straight to the wall, you go straight to the bathroom, you go straight to the bar, you go straight to a corner where no women see you. What happens is every woman is looking at that door. They are sizing up every guy that walks through that door. And the first thing I would do, I would walk through that door and talk to the first group of women I see. I don't care. As long as they're beautiful, as long as they're sexy, I will walk up to them, and this is not a pickup line, but I'll say, who's buying me drinks? Just to be joke, just a joke. Make them laugh and look like I'm having a good time. And I would leave. That would automatically give me value because the women are saying, wait a second, this guy is not only older, but look, he's talking to younger women and they're having a good time. I wonder what's going on over there. Does that make any sense, Ron?
No, man, I totally agree. I also just think my own personal experience, man, the older I get, the more chicks like me that are younger. They don't
Absolutely.
Fucking like young guys. Young guys are tools.
Yes.
Nobody likes young. Who wants to date a 25-year-old kid, you know?
That's the – see, guys, let me tell you why it's great to be old. See, the kids, again, going into the bedroom, they have no experience. They don't know about mind sex. They don't know how to turn a woman on without even having sex with her. You don't have to have sex. And when you become older, you understand women. You can – man, you can make them women come without even touching them. You can get a woman to play with herself without even being in the same room. If you have that confidence, but again, it's your honesty. Don't, who cares? What's the worst thing a woman can say to you? No? No? Wow, okay. Remember, we get rejected every day. What happens if you go to McDonald's and you want to order a shake and the shake machine is broken? What are you going to do? You're either going to buy a Coke or you're going to go to another McDonald's. You don't care. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. So why are you putting so much power into the woman that tells you no? Who cares? She is a number in the system. She is one woman of millions and billions of women. Ron, are you feeling me, Ron?
Oh, man, I totally agree. It's what we've been telling guys for years. I totally agree. But guys get it built up so much about the young women that it's, oh, my God, she's young and she's hot. Oh, my God, it's such a big deal, you know?
Right, absolutely.
Crazy,
but you should think to yourself, you know what, I'm older. I'm mature, I've got it going on, and I know if I get this woman, it's over. If you have that attitude, I'm telling you, women have that sixth sense. They can see that. They'll go up to you, and walk up to you, and like, you know, how you doing, da-da-da-da-da, you get to talking and everything. So you seen anybody? Because that's how women are. They'll play games, and they'll test you all the time. You know what you do? Yes, I have other women. Sure, I have other women. Women love competition. They don't want that guy who says he doesn't have any women. They want that guy who says he does have women because they want to know what it is about him that he has a plethora of women.
Exactly. I'm just nodding my head.
Guys, look, listen. I'm telling you, fellas, get your crayons out and listen to me. The confidence that you can have, and once you get it, And once you get it, let me tell you something, the great thing about it, fellas, once you get this confidence, you can go outside your door, and it's just like the Matrix. You'll see him everywhere. Because all I do, when I go to Walmart and go shopping, I'm a Walmart shopper. But I see the young pieces of ass walking around that's frustrated because her man is not knocking the booty off like he should be. Her man is not pulling her hair and smacking her ass. I see those women. They're so frustrated. And how can you pick them out? You see the woman that's frustrated. She's yelling at her boyfriend. She's disrespecting her man. A woman that is getting supplied correctly in the bedroom is treating her man like a king. And that's how you can spot them, fellas. They're everywhere. And all you have to do is go up to her and talk to her. How you doing? My name is X. Pleased to meet you. No pickup lines, no BS. Straight game. Talk to her. That's it. And you know what? It's just like stock market. You get in there and you get your ass out. There are a lot of people that tell you to hang in there, hang around. No, it's just like the stock market. You get in there, and when you feel like it's reaching its highest point, you exit and get out. Get out.
That's what do you do to close? You talking about closing the deal or
closing
what?
Closing the deal. Yeah.
How do you close the deal with the young women? Is there anything specific you tell guys about?
Well, you can see you're a man on the move. You're a man on the go. You have things that are going on in your life, so you just don't have time to sit around and talk. So you know what? Look, I've got to go. It was nice meeting you. Here's my card. Here's my number. If you want to get in touch with me, call me. And trust me, it'll be worth your time. Trust me. And you leave. And you roll. And you make sure you remember the girl's name, because sometimes a lot of women call you and you miss the names. So make sure you remember the girl's name.
Well, how do you manage, dating, how do you manage, a relationship with a younger woman? I mean, do you think that they're, most guys are like people pleasers and kind of pussies. And
yeah. Oh,
once they start dating
her,
but it's probably worse with a young woman, I think, because they have her on such a pedestal and they're intimidated and all that bullshit. So do you have any tips on how to manage a relationship with a woman like that?
Oh, absolutely. The relationship that you manage with a woman is just like your everyday life. You have to understand, guys, it's not about the woman. It's not about the woman. It has everything to do with you. So on Mondays, if you watch wrestling, watch wrestling. She'll hang out with you if you're throwing it down right in the bedroom, because we got to talk about that, because that's a problem. If you do get them, you got to learn how to keep them also. That's a problem with most men. They do get these women, but they don't know what to do in the bedroom to keep them.
Is it specifically different, though, you think, with a younger woman? I think it is. I think there's a whole bunch of challenges that young women pose that – if you're 40 and you're dating a 40-year-old, it's totally different than dating a 25-year-old.
Well, young women are like a roller coaster, They don't know what they want. They really don't know life. They're testing out this. They're testing out that. I'm on my emotions and my period, and, John did this to Allie, and Sam did this to Sue. I mean, you hear all that. Yes, because it's a maturity thing. The younger women are not as mature. That's why it is up to you to check them. You have to train the pussy or the coochie. I'm sorry, whatever one you want to hear. You have to train it. It's just like this. Think about when you get your dog. Everybody's got a puppy. Think about, fellas. Let's go back in time for a second. Come with me and let's go back in time. Think about the time when you got your first little puppy. Oh, it's such a cute little puppy. I can't wait to take it home. You take the puppy home, and what does the dog do? The first thing he does is pee or poop on your carpet. And the reason the dog does that is to see what type of master you're going to be. Are you going to be that master that gives him a Scooby snack and say, oh, he just pooped on the carpet? Or are you going to be that master that puts his face in it and pats him on the butt and puts him in the garage? It's the same thing with the woman. You have to learn, especially these young women, you have to learn how to train the coochie, because they are a chalkboard, a clear chalkboard and a sponge, and they want a man to show them what needs to be done. You feeling me, huh, Ron?
Yeah, for sure. That makes a lot of sense. What about a guy who really thinks he's going to marry a woman right away, though? See this guy, he gets a hot woman, he starts dating, he likes her, he doesn't want to lose her, so he's thinking he's going to, freaking marry her or be, totally monogamous out of the gate.
guys.
What do you
guys,
tell a guy
guys,
like that?
If I could hug you guys right now, I would hug you right now because, look, guys, let me explain something. You don't know yourself. You don't have laws, rules, and codes for yourself. And when you don't have that, that's why you feel that way. Let's take a line on – because I'm a Discovery Channel. I love watching Discovery Channel. I love watching the lions walk around and pee on the trees and mark their territory. They mark their territory because if any animal crosses that territory, they're going to get in the guy's ass or the animal's ass. But what happens with the guys are they don't have anything. They don't have any laws, rules, and codes for themselves. So what happens is they take a booty call and think just because the sex is good or she's going to leave that he needs to lock her down and marry her. No, fellas, you do not do that. I understand that, you know what, it feels good right now and everything's great, but you have to be patient. Look, you are the man. Act like it. You are the man. She is the woman. She is looking to you. And if you are that guy who's like, you know, baby, I love you, and here's a ring, and I want to keep what we have together. I mean, even though I met you 2 weeks ago, and I don't know anything about you, I want to make this happen, baby. As soon as you do that, she's out the door. Automatically, you have just lost. It's over. She thinks that you're crazy and insecure. You know, again, these women are not stupid. And if you come at a woman like that, she's automatically going to think you're crazy.
Yeah, that's true. And you are crazy if that's the case, man.
Yes.
Do you have stories from clients you've worked with who've hooked up with younger women?
Oh, absolutely.
How do they do it? Can you?
I'll give you the stripper story. I knew a guy that kept going to the strip club. And his thing was he wanted a young stripper. And he thought that going into the strip club was his way to get a young stripper. And I love strippers because you can get threesomes with them. Oh, man, well, that's late. That's another story we can talk offline. But the thing about the stripper is he thought he by going into the club and keep giving her money, keep giving her dollars, and trying to become her friend, she never got her. He didn't get it. So what I told him is, and I sat him down because I had to. First thing I usually do, I have to unplug these guys because they're stuck on this system that doesn't work. And then what they do is they get self-help books and stuff and put it on top of a bad system. And so it always reverts to the bad system later on. So we have to unplug the guy and everything. He got his laws, his rules, his codes down. But what I showed him was is that – you don't pick the strippers up at the strip club. You wait because a stripper has to eat. After they get done working out, where do they go? They go straight to the 24-hour IHOP or the 24-hour Denny's. You name it. They got to eat because you know what? They do a lot of work on that pole, so they have to eat. And that's where you go. You go to Denny's. They're there all the time, just either counting their money or talking about some stripper gossip. I don't know. But what you do is that's where you approach them. That's where you meet them. And you talk to them there. Oh, wait, I got even a better story. Oh, boy, I'm feeling it today, Ron. I'm feeling it today.
Good.
Got another guy. He's a corporate guy. And he thought – that he wanted this woman that was in another company in the same kind of business complex. They always met. He always saw the chick at happy hour, but he was too afraid to talk to her. I was like, wait a second, same scenario. We had to unplug him. But I taught him the club game. I taught him about the alpha females. See, most guys don't know about the alpha females. They have no idea about the alpha females. My God. That's why they're always getting shot down, because they don't know about that. But we'll talk about that in a second. He goes into the club. After I teach him, what I taught him is, look, you don't have to rush. Don't rush. Give yourself value. Go in that happy hour and meet people and talk to people. That's all I want you to do on day one. Because, again, I don't want guys to rush into things. Don't rush. Take your time. There's too much coochie on the board for you to rush for it. So you go into the happy hour and talk to people day one. Go day two, day three, even 2 weeks, you do that. And what's going to happen is you're going to get more value. People are start speaking to you. Hey, how you doing? It's Ron. Hey, what's going on, Ron? And you walking into happy hour. Hey, what's going on? You're giving the guys high fives. You're hugging on the women and all this other stuff. You're giving yourself value. And again, if you had your crayons out, what are the women doing even in happy hour? They're still looking at that door. They're still looking at that door. So all you got to do while you're going around giving high fives to everybody is just walk up to her and introduce yourself. You already have value because she's already thinking, you know what? What is it about this guy that everybody likes about him? What is it? And she's more apt to talk to you that way than you going right in there with no confidence. You're reeking confidence. Everybody loves you. Everybody say, Ron, look, oh, it's Ron. What's going on, Ron? Hey, what's going on? You're high-fiving. You're having a great time. But you have to go in there and know about the alpha female, Ron. They don't know about the alpha female, Ron.
Well, tell us about that.
All right, the alpha female. Oh, boy. Fellas, have you ever been to a club or a mall or a gym or wherever you're going and you see a group of women? You want to talk to one of the women in the group. And as soon as you talk to that woman, one of them gets up and leaves, and the rest of them go. She's like, oh,
yep.
I got to go. Well, you know what, guys? The reason I watch Discovery Channel, I'm telling you, there's an alpha female in every group. If it's more than one woman, there is always an alpha female in that group. She might not be the prettiest one. She might be the biggest one. But she's the one with the most confidence. She's the one who thinks all men want her. And if you go to somebody in her group, what you're doing is you're stepping on her toes, and she's going to get up and leave, and all of the other insecure, pretty women will roll with her. The name of the game is finding who the alpha female is in the group. She is either in the front of the group or she's behind the group, but she's the one who's usually the loudest and the most craziest. So what you have to do, guys, now same scenario. If you're in that club and you see somebody, or you're in that happy hour and you see that young piece of ass, ooh, boy, I want to tear it up. But she's in a group of females. All you have to do is find out who the alpha female is. You go up, and what I do is called paying homage to the alpha female. All you're doing is introducing yourself to the alpha female. She doesn't want to have anything to do with you because she's looking for the guy with the money, the power, and the fame. But what you have done is you have acknowledged her as the baddest of the group. So then she will allow you to go talk to her girlfriend. But what most guys do is they bypass the alpha female. They go talk to the other girl and piss the female off, the alpha one, and she gets up and leaves, Ron. Are you feeling me?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Well, guys, fail that. And I would think the young chicks are even more clicky and more group-oriented.
Absolutely.
Older
yes.
chicks, you know, 25-year-old, give me a fucking break.
Yes.
You have any other stories or comments you want to make before we close?
Real quick, I want to let the guys know, listen, guys, look, the name of this game is Aftermath, okay? It's easy to get them, but I understand sometimes it's for you guys, it's hard out there, and that's what Ron is here for. That's what your boy, the Dean, is for. We're here to show you how to get them, but also how to keep them. Because, listen, guys, you have to beat that coochie up in the bedroom. You have to knock those walls down. You have to eat that coochie like you were on the island and you just got off and you saw a steak and potatoes. You got to chomp on that shit like juices are dripping all over your face. Your main goal is with these young girls, and I'm telling you, because this can set you up for threesomes. You knock these girls out correctly and have them in the corner shaking and shivering from aftershocks. What's going to happen is these young girls are going to tell their friends about you because the young guys that they're with cannot make them come. They can't do it. And as an older guy, we can do it. We know how. So, you know, she's like, oh, my God, Ron. I was with Ron, and I'm on my period, but I was with Ron and everything, and he made me come, and, oh, my God, he made me shake, and he smacked my ass, and he pulled my hair. Oh, my God, I think I'm in love with him. And you know what's going to happen? Her girlfriends will say, damn. My boyfriend, the Dean, doesn't put it down like Ron does. Tell me more. Oh, Ron was a freak. Ron was doing things. He had me flipped upside down. She's just spewing all about Ron.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is Ron is going to be at Walmart one day shopping. shopping for groceries. And she's going to run up on Ron and say, hey, Ron, my sink is broken. Can you help me out? And you can knock her friend off. But even more, when you dick down a pretty girl and you do it correctly, guys, you can get her into some freaky stuff such as threesomes. Because you have so much power in the dick, she will do it just for the mere fact of the orgasms that you give her. Ron is in the house, baby. You feeling me, Ron?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Dude, these are great stories. You have any other closing remarks before we end? You want to talk a little bit about your website and
product? Yes, everybody. Yes, gentlemen. Look, listen, it's time. It's the 21st century. It's time to start thinking outside your dating box. That's what I'm here for. I am the dean. If you come to theschoolofdating.com, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you through coaching. I will get you where you need to go. And also, I have free radio shows I do every week. I talk about certain situations. Any problems you have, call into the live radio show. We will help you on the air live. That's what I do. I want you guys to get all the ass that I used to get. I want you to get the ass. You can get them young. Guys, don't sit here and tell yourself you can't do it. You can do it, but you have to unplug yourself from a lot of the BS. Ron here is not about BS.
Right.
I am not about BS. At the end of the day, it's about being a man. Don't worry about the tricks and gimmicks because that will not help you at the end of the day. It is simple. If you hear a guy that wants to complicate the game, then now you have to run away from that guy. It's just like the same thing with a woman. She doesn't want complications. A woman wants a man to tell her, you know what, hey, if you want to come with me, that's fine. But if you don't, I don't care. Oh, dog. Oh, Ron, I'm sorry. I know you're running along, but Ron, let me tell you about the food game. Let me tell you guys something. All you guys out there, and then hopefully this will change some guys. All you guys out there who are spending, buying these women dinners and everything, let me tell you what's really going on. I'm going to tell you what's really going on real quick. What's happening is that you're not buying that woman dinner. You're buying a guy like me dinner. Because what's going to happen is once you get it and you treat these women the way we're trying to show you how to treat them, they're going to come to you and say, well, you know what, Ron? I don't like the way you treat me, so I'm going to go out with the dean because he's going to treat me like a woman. And you know what Ron is going to say? Go out and have a good time. And what that woman's going to do is going to buy that expensive meal from that guy, the dean. And she's going to call Ron up in the middle of that dinner asking him what he's doing later on. I'm not doing anything. If you want to come by, come on by. Matter of fact, if you're eating, why don't you buy me a steak? And that woman's going to take two bites of that steak that you paid for, bring it home to Ron, cook it up, and give him Ron head while he's eating his steak. So, guys, stop putting your money out on these women. Stop making bad investments. Invest in yourself. Invest in Ron. Invest in the School of Dating. Damn it, invest in the Dean School of Dating, baby. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.